I'm doing great. It's a beautiful sunrise this morning as I drove down to the Capitol.
So, well, good.
Beautiful day.
Well, all right. Hey, I know that being the chair of the Health and Human Services Committee, you have, along with the governor, there has been a lot of talk about cancer rates, the rising cancer rates in Iowa, and the first phase of the cancer report. What can you share with us?
Yes, we got those results last week, the first phase, like you said, of a study that we asked University of Iowa College of Public Health to dig in and tell us, why is Iowa seeing the second highest cancer rates in the country? Why do we have cancers that are increasing when maybe elsewhere in the country they're decreasing? We all know people that we love who are having to face that tough news, and so we want to dig in and understand. And we know it's going to be a puzzle to figure out what's causing this, but we want as much data as we can and for Iowans to be informed. So the first thing we learned is it's really four cancers that are what pushes Iowa to have higher cancer rates than the country overall. And that is breast cancer, melanoma or skin cancer, prostate, and lung cancer. So those are the four that push us higher than what we might expect in number of cancer cases.
I also was reading your piece in the TR, and it also mentions colorectal cancer is also right there as well. So, I mean, we're pretty close to the top in the country in five cancers.
Yeah. So the reason we asked them to include colorectal cancer is because of the prevalence. It may not be higher than the rest of the country, but it's in our top five for cancers, and we wanted to include that in what we dug into. And so within those five cancers, we looked to see what stage of cancer is it where Iowa stands out? And that makes a huge difference, of course, because the earlier you catch these diseases, the more likelihood you have for treatment and cure. And so we saw that for four of the five, where Iowa has more, we're catching it at early stage, a localized cancer. And that means that our mortality rates, the number of people who die from those four of the five cancers, are not higher than the rest of the country. So you still had to get that bad news. You still had to go through some inconvenience, but we're catching it. We're using our excellent healthcare system in the state to resolve that issue.
Yeah.
It left us with one outlier, and that was lung cancer. And in Iowa, for lung cancer, where we really have more cases than what we see in other states, are in late stage lung cancer that has spread to other parts of the body. And tragically, we do have a higher rate of mortality for lung cancer than other areas in the country.
So, I mean, are we going to provide more research, more money towards, like, let's say, radon mitigation or what? I mean, how can we combat that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And yes, we want to do as much as we can to help there. And so we're hitting this at a great time because as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill and the federal policy that's been going on in trying to address healthcare nationwide, there were significant funds for rural healthcare, rural health transformation. And so the state of Iowa applied, calling on areas where we really needed to add and help what we could do in healthcare. We applied, Kyle, for $1 billion. I don't know anyone I could ask for $1 billion, you know, but the governor put her request in to D.C.
You know, Kara, and, it never hurts to ask, right?
Right? Right. Aim big, Kyle.
Yeah.
So we were awarded for the first year of five more than what we asked for, $208 million. And the first 50 of that is specifically going to cancer screening and prevention. So making sure that in all parts of Iowa, we have access to screening equipment, and then that we can look at those follow-up screenings that we might need in lung cancer, in prostate cancer, in breast cancer, and radon mitigation. You know, it's interesting with lung cancer, Iowa's smoking rate is about even with the rest of the country, but we do have a number of secondary or known risk factors that add to that from a risk perspective. And the presence of radon in Iowa and other Midwest states where the glaciers went through and trapped that gas, that is a piece of it. And so if we can focus having tests available and helping folks to get radon mitigation in place, we will do that.
Yeah, those doggone glaciers, I tell you.
Right.
They gave us some beautiful lakes, but, you know, gave us radon. it is good to get you on the radio, as always, Kara, and we appreciate all that you do at the State House and keeping us informed, okay?
Absolutely. Folks can reach out anytime, and glad to visit with you this